Alrighty. Hi. Welcome back to the Public Pool Podcast. It's Mommy and Daddy.
Are we doing that?
I don't know.
I don't
That's
know.
That's how we do it at home.
Well, with our dogs. we got dogs and then very, very quickly, you know, like at first you're like, we're not going to be those people. But then you're like, well, and the thing is, we wouldn't be those people except we did happen to get the two most precious, cutest dogs ever.
Yeah, we really did. Like, they're small dogs.
And it's also like, it would be weird if I said to like, or, you know, our dogs are named Ducky and Goose. It'd be weird if I said to Goose, like, hey, go see Michaela.
Yeah, he doesn't know my name. He knows I'm his mom.
Go see Mrs. O'Shea right now.
Go see Mrs. O'Shea.
I should be Mr. O'Shea to them.
You should be Mr. O'Shea. That's a lot of authority.
I'm going to tell our kids to call me Mr. O'Shea or sir.
You know what? You should.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that kind of gives them a little bit of backstory.
Yeah.
I worry about our kids not having enough of a weird childhood.
Yeah. Oh, they'll have a weird childhood. Sweetie.
Yeah, you're right.
Sweetie.
No, you're right. They'll go to college and be like, oh, so my childhood wasn't normal. But it'll be more in a whimsical way rather than like a
I get trauma. Mostly recognized for doing porn parodies. Our kids will have a weird childhood.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But they'll have a fun one.
Yes, they will. They'll have a very lovely, fun childhood. But yeah, I don't know. We became Mommy and Daddy at home, and I think that's our most embarrassing thing.
Easily most embarrassing thing is the thing that, you know, when like, so like you behave differently around other people,
yes.
Obviously. And there are certain people you do certain things in front of, certain people you don't do things in front of. Like the one thing, like in front of, I don't censor myself whatsoever unless I'm in front of my grandma or my dad.
Yeah.
In front of my dad. And it's easy. It's so easy for me to not say fuck that.
Yeah.
When I'm next to my dad, even though I don't think my dad would care at this point.
I don't think he would either, but there is like a weird.
But there's no point in doing it.
There is like a respect thing with your father.
Absolutely.
We can say the F word in front of my parents.
I can and do.
You do. Yeah. And they laugh.
And I can and do. And I say in front of your grandma all the time.
Yeah.
And after a while, they kind of stopped. They honestly, at no point has your dad ever been like,
oh,
my, what?
My dad talks like a trucker. So it'd be weird if he was like, hey, pipe down.
Yeah.
Bring down the language.
The point I was trying to make is that was one of the things that I don't even know if we ever verbally said it to each other. But like when we bring our dogs in front of other people, I don't say, go see your mom.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes. And I say, go see your dad.
Okay. I guess you know what? That works. I wouldn't say go see mommy.
No, we wouldn't say that.
No.
It's more me that says mommy and daddy, just because when I baby talk them, I'm like, oh, I'm your mommy.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I don't know. It's because the dogs that we got were replacements to babies because whenever I've had baby fever, Jack.
Which was often.
Like, yeah. So it's honestly surprising. We only have two dogs.
Yes.
But every time I'm like, I want a baby, you're like, how about a small dog?
And I do it very, very subtly.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, how can we have a baby right now? When they're look how cute this puppy is on Instagram.
I know. You know what?
And
it fills the void. It really does.
It absolutely does.
But yeah, no, but I feel like something most couples relate to is the, and I want to know the science behind it. I've looked at it before and I haven't found anything of the like, why do couples naturally fall into baby talking when it's just the two of them? And I know that that's real, I'd say, for most couples that they start to do the baby talk.
I don't think we do that.
Not like baby talk, but we kind of talk a little sillier with each other.
We do our version of that, which is we do a lot of like accents.
Yeah, but I guess that's what I mean by baby talk. But I feel like that's pretty normal for relationships, and I just wonder what.
I have no. You're right. That is weird.
Like, is it a weird like comfort like you're reverting thing?
It might be. You know what it might be? It might be one of those things where there's a very clear answer, and you don't really want to open that door.
Yeah, that might be.
You don't want to know. You don't really want to know why.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I don't even know what the answer could be. It's not like I'm like, I think I know what it is, and I don't think we should talk about it. It's more I bet you it stems from something where you're like, ugh.
Yeah, or is it like kind of a sweeter thing, like where you could look at it through the lens of like, oh, like you feel so comfortable, like you can kind of bring out your inner child.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I mean, when was the first time a guy called a girl baby?
Yeah. Like, how did that?
Because now that's just
standard.
You know, vernacular, popular vernacular.
Yeah.
But it's just, that is strange.
It's a term of endearment.
The first time somebody did that, everybody was probably like, what?
Yeah. Like, why?
Creep?
Why are you calling her a baby?
You creepy fuck. Why are you calling her a baby? She's an adult woman.
That's your wife.
That's your wife. Yeah. Not your child. Not your toddler. And we have a really sweet dog. If you're watching on YouTube, our sweet dog Ducky. Yeah. She's gonna fall asleep in my hand right now.
Yeah, she will. Goose is under my chair currently. He's taking shelter. Yes. Yeah. Our dogs are named Goose and Ducky because we're so creative.
We're very creative.
Yeah. It was more because when we got that's not the reason, actually, I lied. Mm-hmm. When we got Goose, and we just started named him Goose because he followed us around like a little goose. So it's like, oh my gosh, how cute. And then every time we meet someone, and they're like, oh, what's his name? We're like, his name's Goose. They're like, oh, from Top Gun.
Because Top Gun had just come out, the second one.
No, it hadn't yet.
It hadn't?
Mm-mm. It hadn't yet. And so it really, really picked up when it did come out. And so everyone's like, oh, from Top Gun. And I'm like, we're not that cool.
No. Is that really that cool? I think it's,
I don't know. It feels like in the category of when people like name their dog Chewy.
Well, you know, I absolutely hate that.
Yeah.
That name specifically. that'll get into what we're going to be talking about today on today's podcast.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
On today's podcast, this was Michaela's idea. And I think it really kind of ties into this whole theme of like, you know, right now, obviously the politics and stuff are all coming up and the presidential stuff. And we don't have to do this segment right now if you don't want to.
No, I'm down to do it whenever.
But
I have a couple other things I want to talk about, but we could do that later. So I basically was just like, oh, we should start doing lists on the show because one thing about us, we love to make lists. Like my notes app is just full of lists.
Yes.
My notes app is probably the most sacred thing to me.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, we should just start making like lists like once a week or whatever for the show. And so I was like, let's do, if you became president tomorrow, like what are you passing? What laws are you passing? What are you banning? What are you legalizing? Mm-hmm. And I guess this is more in the headspace of a dictatorship because we're not going to have to pass these things through any sort of
This is
if you were a dictator.
Before you guys comment,
yeah,
we know that this isn't the president doesn't have a power to just be like law.
This is a comedy podcast.
This is a comedy podcast.
I think general rule of thumb for this podcast: don't take anything we say seriously.
I'm gonna drop some truth bombs every now and then. You might want to take to the Thanksgiving table. I will. You know, I'll arm you. Okay. So you want to start?
Sure. Okay.
So these are new laws.
Yeah. New laws. Yeah. Basically, laws we're gonna pass if I became president tomorrow.
Yes.
First thing I'm doing, I'm banning mascot character costumes.
Okay.
Like at theme parks, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I love that.
Simple as that.
I'm so You want? Signed.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. You're my Veep and you're giving me the thumbs up.
I'm very uncomfortable with being near a mascot.
And I remember being a kid and being like, these things make me nervous. I hate Mickey Mouse coming up to me.
I'm aware there's a person in there
and I'm scared.
Yeah.
And then I used to think when I get older, I'm not going to be as like scared.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I'm like more uncomfortable about it.
It's less scary and it's more awkward.
My heart races a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I do have a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
And maybe it's
okay.
Maybe it's like uncomfortableness, like social anxiety a little bit because I'm like, we both know what this is.
Yeah.
But like when we went to Disney World with your family and we went to like the characters.
Well, that was one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life.
That was maybe one of the most uncomfortable moments. But like I liked watching them with the kids.
Of course. Well, that's at Disney, it's for the children.
Yeah. But when they came over to our table and they were like, let's take pictures, I was like, get out of here, Daisy. I'm terrified of you.
And yeah, and my mom was so funny. And she was like, no, you two get a picture with Geppetto. Geppetto. Pinocchio's...
Yeah, his creator.
Create God.
Slash father.
His God. And who created him. And I was like, no, we're okay. And I was like, no, get a picture. My mom was so funny.
And then we had a drink in our hand. And they're like, yeah, let's put the drinks down. And I was like, because like, they can't be in a photo with the drink. And
oh, no. Because we're going to post this picture of us with Geppetto.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should have.
what about you?
I like that a lot, by the way. Okay, so my first one. I got a lot of them.
I didn't write that many down, so I'll just kind of let you fly after I'm done.
Okay. Should I start? How hot of a take should I start with?
This is up to you, honey.
Okay.
Did you write some serious hot takes down?
It varies. It varies. Okay, this one's okay. Ban dark mode on phones.
Oh my God, I could not agree more.
Okay, yes.
I could not agree more. I need the brightness all the way the fuck up.
You know, I'm talking about like night mode.
No, I know, but like for anything in general, I need it all the way up. And then
you know we're the minority here, right? You know most people use the dark mode thing?
Yes. It makes me feel like such a boomer.
Same. I am always the amount of like, I feel like all my siblings, all our friends are always on dark mode. And I'm like, what's so dark about life?
I know. It's like the people have the privacy screens. I'm like, what are you hiding?
What are you hiding?
You in the CIA? Like, what's going on? Like, kind of in the same, I should have wrote this down too. So I'm just going to write and piggyback off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking turn the lights on for Netflix shows.
Yes. Oh good call.
Oh my God. Like that's.
I don't get it. It's artsy.
Because it works when it's like, and I still don't like it, but when they're like, oh, it's an edgy show, like 13 Reasons Why or something. And it's like, it's supposed to be dark. It's like, okay, it could be shot moodier.
Yeah.
Why are sitcoms and reality TV shows shot with the lights off and it's dark and they like gray balance
it's
it?
It's only gray balance.
And that's the only color correction they do.
Yeah.
I like have to like close the blinds when I'm watching TV sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is my screen all the way up? Like, is it a me issue?
Yeah.
I'm blind as hell.
Well, you know, the most famous one is the you didn't watch, but the Game of Thrones episode. One of the last episodes of the last season where it was like, oh, the finally they're going to, you know how there was the White Walkers.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Kind of ice zombies who the whole show, they would just cut things like, they're still coming to the wall. That was literally the entire show. And I would just make fun of my I liked the
is
show.
Is it like in The Bachelor, Colton season, where every single episode they showed him jumping the fence?
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, everything was leading to this. Like more than, it could have been the last episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
My argument was there should have been a full season of them fighting the White Walkers. You literally, they led you on for 10 years essentially of like, every time they'd be like, oh, all is well, they just, you know, pan or dissolve to the leader of the White Walkers. They're still walking to the wall. Apparently they walked like, it was really far away apparently because they were walking for a long time. Anyway, when they finally had the battle was at night and it was so dark that we paused it. And then I did everything I could to like, you know, turn the brightness up, basically make it the worst quality picture ever.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, of course, they were fucking, everybody was losing their minds. It's like, I can't even see what's happening. And then the cinematographer for the show was like, no. Well, so here's the thing. It's really like, we shoot for it to be shown on the most, like this one, like really high quality TV.
And it's like,
nobody has that fucking TV.
No one has it. You worked so hard. There's so much money behind this production and you're not going to show us?
And fucking, you would admit it. It wasn't because of that. It's because if you make something black, you don't have to add CGI and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
That's why you did it.
Yes.
It's cheating, essentially.
Yes. No, it pisses me off. Because especially when it's like a comedy or like a sitcom, it's like, why? They're supposed to be brightly lit.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be funny.
Yes.
Stop trying to, I'm like anticipating, like, is a murderer going to walk through the door right now?
The biggest one that, what show were we watching where I was like, in what hospital is there mood lighting?
Oh my God, yeah.
In what hospital is it not the brightest fluorescent lights where you can see everything?
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense.
Whatever lights are too bright, I call it hospital lights.
Yeah, because that's what they are. Because in hospital, imagine you're in surgery and they're like, okay, wait, I dropped the scalpel. Where is it? I don't know. I'm night blind.
I can't see.
That's bullshit. That wouldn't happen. That's terrible. Was that your second one?
That was just me piggybacking. Okay. No more lefts on green.
I disagree.
I want an arrow at every stoplight.
Okay, I get that.
There's no more anxiety I feel in my day-to-day than when I'm driving and it's on a busy road.
Mm-hmm.
There's no arrow, but you got to go left on green. That's the only option. And you're waiting for all this traffic, lines building behind you.
Yeah.
There might have been an opportunity and you couldn't tell how fast that other car was coming, so you chickened out. You didn't go. Now you feel like the biggest dick in the world.
If I know anything about my wife, that adds up. That would really stress you out, yeah.
Sometimes I'll leave early so I can go a longer route so I can just only make right turns.
Really?
Yep, or I'll go light further so that I can make a U-turn. Sometimes it stresses me out so bad, I'm like, it's not worth it.
Interesting.
And I don't want to turn left on green.
You know what? You're like a very much an Apple Maps girl, right?
Yes.
If you use Waze, you can check. There's like a check thing for it's like no difficult intersections. And I think that'll be that. Yeah.
Okay, then maybe I'll switch. Because I actually was going to write down, but I ended up not saying ban Waze.
Okay.
Because I hate that they always lie to you about your arrival time.
I hate that too.
So you use it over the Apple Maps or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, I have a 5-minute faster way. And you're like, sick, I'll use this app. And it just goes up. And up and up. I used to use it on my commutes to work.
Yeah.
And it would make me late and it pissed me off.
Because it assumes that you can't check off that you can't use HOV lanes.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're giving you the HOV time. It's like, well, I don't have that.
Well, I'm a single person. Yeah.
Yes.
Your turn.
I like that. Okay, this one's more fun. I think we should, no more hats inside. I know I'm wearing a hat inside right now. But this would be like a no more hats inside, but mandatory hats outside. I want to go back to a time. There was a time not that long ago. Basically, picture any black and white movie. The men are all wearing hats. This was a time where all men had a hat.
All men had a pretty good getup because they'd have their suit and tie. They'd have a big trench coat.
Yeah.
And a fedora.
And you really didn't have, nobody had like multiple of anything. They had like maybe a couple pairs of shoes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, no, these are my shoes. And this is my hat.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my belt.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a fun time if everybody had their hat.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird one, but I just wanted to do a quick one. No. Let's go back to that time. That was a fun time. I think it'd be fun.
You know what? I will say I would appreciate if men had to put a little bit more effort in.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm saying that does sound like more effort. I'm out.
Yeah.
Our life's pretty sweet. Let's not make it harder, guys.
Like, because I always feel like a lot of times, like, there's a problem in our world where people aren't dressing up anymore. Okay?
Yes, well, I agree with that.
I'm very passionate about that, and I mm-hmm. feel like there's more opportunities for men. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel bad that sometimes you guys don't have as much fashion opportunity.
Don't feel bad for us.
I feel bad.
It's lovely. It's fantastic.
I love having.
We do have fashion stuff. There's a lot of guys who are wearing, they're taking like bold chances and bold moves.
Yeah, I mean, your ears are still pierced. You can start rocking the dangly earring.
I know I could. I just don't think it fits my vibe.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It really doesn't. In fact, I would have a serious talk with you if you started wearing a dangly earring.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why I always said, like, I can't put my pronouns in my bio. It doesn't fit my vibe. People would assume I'm making fun of them.
Yeah. People would assume that I would be a jerk about it. Yeah, even if you weren't, you're just for like, you're hurting the cause more than you're helping.
Yeah. They'd be like, we know jackass. You know, it'd be one of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my fun one. What's a new wall you have?
Legalize drinking on the beach.
Is that not legal? I feel like you can't, make it illegal.
Yes.
You can't ban it. Yeah, you're right though. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess it's a lot of California beaches where it's like, you can't drink at the beach or whatever. I don't want to go to the fucking beach unless mm-hmm. I could have a drink at the beach.
That's true. Sober beach is weird.
Sober beach is so weird. Yeah. I'm not going to read at the beach. I don't really want to be there to begin with personally. Mm-hmm. That's just, I know I'm in the minority there.
Yeah.
But there, like sometimes I like to be at the beach, but I really won't go unless I'm like, I can have a little drinky on the beach. That's the vibe.
We're not huge beach people.
We're not.
No. I'm terrified of the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely terrified of the ocean.
I just don't like to have sand everywhere.
Which makes sense. Yeah. That's a weird thing to have. You don't want to have, who wants sand everywhere?
But yeah. So it's like, but it would be more of a vibe if mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, for sure. I could like not have to sneak something in a sunscreen bottle to the beach that the lifeguards don't come give me a ticket.
If you're going to go to the beach, you at least need to have a drink with it.
Yeah. I need the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think ever since I got past my, digging a hole at the beach with a shovel phase,
mm-hmm.
I needed a beer or sex at the beach too.
Yeah. Cause I'm not a beer girl. I mm-hmm. don't like beer.
By the way, the shovel digging a hole at the shovel phase went a lot longer than you'd think. I think I probably stopped that phase. Honestly, right now, if we were at the beach and there was a good shovel, I'd be like, I'll see how big of a hole I can dig.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I could send you to the beach and go big a dig hole.
Oh, it'd be really fun.
Big a dig hole.
You're big a dig hole, yeah. We've had a long weekend.
Yeah, we have.
But
yeah, so legalize drinking on the beach. Blanket statement. I don't care about the implications.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
What about you?
Okay, I'll go with no more newsletters. I feel like you're not about that.
Not about that.
No more newsletters. This was a thing that I thought I was going to be very, very in the majority for.
I think you are.
Okay. Who reads a newsletter?
Me.
Who gets a you'll get a newsletter built from like Nike or Lululemon or some company. They're like, updates? I don't give a fuck. I bought one thing from your company as a gift for someone else.
Listen, if I wasn't signed up for all those emails and newsletters and everything...
And
I would have missed being one of the recipients of the Kate Spade email that was just hang in there, followed up by we are so sorry.
Yeah, because she killed herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like right after too. So I was a recipient to one of those. I would have missed that if I didn't sign up for the newsletter. But I don't know. I love to check my email. I think it's because I don't have a whole lot of people to text. I love to check it.
You're constantly DMing or messaging and stuff. You're doing all this. Don't give me that sorry thing. You enjoy seeing sales is what you like to
see. Well, yes, I do. But yeah. I love to check my email because truly, I love to text. I want to send a little text all day.
Mm-hmm.
I text you.
You text me.
We send probably...
When we're sitting next to each other.
We probably text each other 150 times a day.
At least.
We are together 24/7, and I don't understand. Mm-hmm. The second you leave the room, I've got something to say.
Half of them are TikToks and pictures of our dogs.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, I guess like memes or like funny tweets or something.
Yeah. But I send you a lot of tweets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, you just have to be... You need to listen to my stream of conscience.
And you know what? I do, and I hear your stream of consciousness loud and clear every day.
Yeah, so I text you, and then I text my best friend, and I text my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my best friend Jake and me and my mom basically having the same conversation. I texted them both today.
Yeah.
Just got Taco Bell for the first time in forever, and they both were like, let's have a conversation about that. That is not a conversation you would have with any of your friends.
I never will. No, I never, never will. There was a time a couple months ago where you were describing what you texted your mom. And I had, with the stuff you were texting your mom, and I had to ask you to stop talking about it because it was making me nauseous. It was making me so upset I was nauseous.
I forgot what it was.
You knew, you and your mom were texting and you're like, She had a new types of chips that she hadn't had in a while. And you knew that. And you explained to me like, I know that she had sour cream onion chips today, which she hasn't had in 4.5 years. And she thought that they were okay. And like you were kind of describing this message, these messages going back and forth. And it was just so, like, I don't want to say it's pointless in the mean way, but like it's useless information that no one needs.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't even consider. I wouldn't even have a bag of chips and be like, it must have been 4.5 years since I had this brand. Like, I don't have those thoughts.
Yeah, no, I love to chit chat. Like,
it's really hard for me not to be like, yeah, you do.
No, I'm fully aware. And that's why I feel bad that like, we don't have like an office to go into anymore because normally I'd be talking to like way more people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our dog's ears.
You're saying like on the phone?
Like just in general, I'd talk to people. Like, you know, when I was working at the salon, I'd talk to customers. Oh,
like
an actual
office. Like we work from home now, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like we don't work with other people all day. Yeah. And I used to, you know, talk to our coworkers and like on average, I'd probably speak to like at least 20 different people a day in the office.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working at the salon, I'd have, you know, 25 clients a day. I'd talk to the girls I work at the salon with. I'd answer phones. And it was like, I would just all day. And I love to chit chat. But yeah, so that's that on that. But yeah, so I do love newsletters.
I am the exact opposite. I hate my email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's always like, what decade would you have, like, you think you would have thrived in? I know our business is the internet before the internet. Like that, I don't like the constant people sending me things.
Yeah.
Especially newsletters, honestly. That's like the number one thing where I'm like,
yeah.
I get the notification on my phone and I'm waiting to find out if this FedEx package is going to arrive on time. It's Domino's telling me that there's always a sale at Domino's. I know.
But don't you want to know?
Like, no, I don't. There always is a sale. There's always a sale.
Until they don't send you one, and then you're like, oh, Domino's sounds good. And then you're like, shit, I don't have a coupon.
No, because if you go on the Domino's app, there's literally, do you want to order from the menu or click coupons? They're all coupons. I just don't need it. I don't.
And that's valid.
And ban them.
This is a safe space for you to express that.
And before, honestly, number one, you shouldn't have to click opt out of emails. You should have to opt in.
You do though when you place your email at the checkout usually.
Yeah, but they have the checkbox.
I know, you have to just uncheck it.
I do. That's what I'm saying. It should be unchecked to start. And you can check for opt in.
I'll get behind that.
That's so insane.
I'll so get behind that.
It's so insane that they can do that.
Yeah. I'm just gonna start. There's not a specific law.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the stakes to be higher legally at the airport.
Go on.
I basically want the police at the airport just to be able to be like, you're being annoying, arrested. If you are the people who are like, I'm in boarding group 5, they're boarding military and mothers right now. Mm-hmm. Why are you standing in front of the fucking ropes? You should be able to be arrested for that.
So let me just reiterate what you're trying to say. You want the police to have more power and jurisdiction.
Just at the airport.
So let's give them more rules.
It's basically just for if you're being a dumbass at the airport.
There should be.
The
line thing specifically is kind of crazy.
Like, it's like that. It's the people who act out on airplanes or on all this stuff. It's like...
Well, those people get fucked.
Exactly. Like, and they can never
fly again.
Because if... The airport is such high stakes, you should not be able to just be like, I'm going to throw a hissy fit here. Mm-hmm. Like, game over. That's done. Jail.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people who... I get it. The airport's very overwhelming. I'm overwhelmed at the airport.
You don't have a mental breakdown and start yelling curse words and throwing things at people.
No, I don't. But, like, sometimes there'll be people going down the escalator with their suitcase. The second they get off, they just stop in front of it so they can be like, oh, which way am I going? They're looking around. Move 20 more feet off the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
Move out of the way. There's 20 more people behind you with bags.
Our society's gotten way too soft and nice.
Yes.
People
at the airport deserve a few rights.
Yes, I agree.
Few rights.
Yeah, there's too many people who just feel like they can... You know what it is? It started with the hat thing. People started wearing their hats inside and they're like, I guess there's no more rules.
No more rules.
I guess there's no more fucking rules.
Yeah.
We can just do whatever we want now, apparently.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on the airport thing. It is really uncomfortable. Are you in group 2? No, we're just waiting. Okay,
standing in front?
Yeah.
Literally in front with your big ass bag in front of the line. Let people come through. Go sit in your seat.
Because the second they say groups, they want to be the first one on group 7. It's like, dumbass.
Yeah.
Everyone's before group 7. You're going to be the last one anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, on the airplanes, you get to put your little carry-on or like above your seat.
Well, that's the number one thing.
Oh, my God.
That is the number one thing.
People who just put it above where it's not their seat so they can grab it on the way out.
Yeah.
Jail. Go to jail.
I will admit, and hopefully none of the major airline carriers are watching this.
Hopefully not.
I will admit that I have seen someone do the thing where they're like, they're further down on the plane, but they're the asshole who's like, you know what? I could save myself carrying this 14-pound carry-on bag an extra 10 feet if I just put it here above someone else's seat. I have gotten up and very accidentally kind of bumped into them a little bit hard.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, maybe they're thinking, maybe this was karma.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have been the biggest douche nozzle on the plane.
That's valid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's valid. And you know, I don't like confrontation and I'm like.
No. It's frontier's justice though. It's frontier justice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So it's not really a specific law, but I'm just like, let's just raise the stakes a little bit for like.
You want cops to have more power.
Fund
the police.
No, I guess, you know.
Well, we agree.
Do you know what it
is? We agree. Done. No. Moving on.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Common sense is necessary at the airport.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Stakes are high.
If you don't have common sense, we're going to put you in jail for 15 minutes. That's what it's going to be. You're going to learn your lesson in the little jail and they're going to let you out, you know. You do it again, 30 minutes. It's like timeout.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Timeouts at the airport.
I like that. You know, that's good.
That's what I want. Timeouts.
I like that. okay, I'll do this one. Legalize steroids. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Especially in sports. Mainly in sports. I am so sick of the, is it cheating? Is it not? Freaking get these guys juiced up. Let's watch a bunch of animals go nuts on baseballs.
It's not unfair if everyone's doing it.
Exactly.
It's not a... So, yeah, I think if everyone's doing it, it's fine.
Yeah, and...
I agree.
And, you know, there's a certain little bit... The best players in any sport, you know, there's obviously the natural talent thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basketball specifically is the best example of, like, if you're... You have to be a certain height. If you're below a certain height, you better be the greatest athlete ever. If you're below 6'4", it's really, really hard to be an NBA player.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you're above... you know, 6'4", or just really for any sports, what gets you, besides like, you know, genetics and just natural skill and stuff, what gets you to the elite level is practicing and sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You are sacrificing things to exercise, to, you know, eat well, to be, you know, working out and practicing, when the other people who, you know, have the same level of natural talent are out partying and stuff. That's why
work ethic.
That's why you're in the NBA. That's why you're in the MLB, the NFL, what have you.
Yeah.
Work ethic. Sacrifice is my point, though. You're making sacrifices. Steroids, the downside of it is they're not really great for you long term, especially.
Yeah.
Heart health, whatnot. Is that not a sacrifice?
It is a sacrifice.
That's just so the people who are, basically, there's going to be people who are like, I will probably have a heart attack in 15 years because I'm doing this way too much of this, you know, these chemicals. I'm injecting them in all sorts of places. And just so I can make the All-Star team this year. And my question is, who are we to say no? Who are we? I thought this was America. The point is, this is America. And if somebody wants to take, you know, Winstrol and snort it up their nose and Anavar and all of the you know, crazy steroids and stuff and become elite at something and then maybe have a heart attack or maybe not in 15 years after they retire, who are we to say you can't? There are people who choose to work in coal mines or in chemical plants or something. Mm-hmm. That's a sacrifice. It shortens their life.
As long as we're all aware of the effects, you should be able to make that choice.
If you're a lifeguard, you're much higher chance of getting skin cancer. Let these guys shoot up steroids and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Legalize steroids.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Let's make sports interesting again.
Let's make it interesting.
That's why baseball died, right?
That's one of the
reasons.
The other,
also, there's too many fucking games, I'm going to be honest.
You and I disagree on a lot of stuff, but that's actually one we kind of agree on. I think that there should be fewer games so that it raises the stakes for baseball. I'm a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why it's like, it's really only people my age and up who are still real diehard baseball fans. And I think it's because I was sort of the last age that saw the steroid era of baseball where it's like, okay, now I'm fucking hooked.
You're in.
Once watching Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa just juiced up roid monkeys, just hitting the ball 800 feet. I mean, I'm never going to leave the sport. I love it.
And didn't they start making the games kind of move faster with like their new
they
rule?
They did, which was good.
Which I like that because that's my biggest gripe about a lot of sports is that they don't move fast enough.
Yeah.
That's why I like soccer, basketball, hockey. They move.
Yes.
They move and I'm in the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's, you know.
Because even football for you, it stops.
Football constantly. Is the slowest thing in the world. Yeah. I hate football.
And that's my favorite thing to watch.
It's literally my least favorite thing. I'd rather watch paint dry.
And I love football so much.
I know you do. And I'll watch baseball. Like, I like to go to a baseball game. Like, that's kind of fun. Yeah. But football's
hard.
Stop, go. And I've learned the rules of football so many times. Mm-hmm. And
it just doesn't stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, but this is the last thing I'll say. What really killed baseball was Moneyball. That's all I'm going to say. And we'll go into it in another episode. We'll have it in the title. Be like, if you're not interested in Jack being a nerd and explaining how sabermetrics ruined baseball. Okay. Your law.
I'm starting to just be like, let's just jail people, which isn't a good direction, I'm realizing.
Yeah, you're going further right than I am.
And I didn't mean for it to come out this way. I think I just was like, what are my grievances? Because the next thing I have written down is just arrest Colin Jost.
Yeah. Yeah. He does annoy the fuck out of us.
I hate to even pull a like someone's not funny because I know that just opens the window for other people to be like, well you bitches aren't funny either.
Yeah.
I'm funny.
I like to think that we have a different demographic than Colin Jost.
Yes.
I don't think our audience watches Jost.
He just bothers me because I've just never laughed at anything he's ever done. I will blame him for how Saturday Night Live is right now. Him and Scarlett Johansson make a lot of sense to me. They both kind of, they almost feel like
Dish girl. Like, go. Fucking say it.
Because they both feel like people in Hollywood who, it's like, she's an Avenger. Like, it's like, movie star actress, where it's almost like they're so, it's like, it's a little bit like the Blake Lively thing to me, where it's like, oh yeah, they're just like, there, everyone loves them, they're perfect, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those people aren't really real to me.
They're not real people. Yeah.
They're not real people to me, and maybe that's why
they're more like created by corporations in a way.
Does Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost being together not feel like that? Their management was like, that feels kind of like a good pairing.
Yeah, they really do. That's a really good point. I can't imagine. Yeah. Like, I mean, the thing is, I absolutely agree. And you know that that's like my number one thing with they ruined Weekend Update on SNL. Yes. They absolutely ruined it. The whole point of Weekend Update is that it's spoofing the news. Yeah. And now, like, watch Tina Fey and Amy Poehler when they did it, or Seth Meyers when he did it with, mm-hmm. with them. I think he did it. I think he did it with Tina, or did he do it with Amy Poehler? I forget who.
I forget.
But they were, the three of them were in and out or whatever. Their whole shtick was, we're serious. We're reading you the news.
Yes.
But it's funny. Colin Jost and Michael Che aren't even trying.
No.
No. They're like...
Well, Michael Che's funnier to me, but I guess it's because he's next to Colin Jost
for you're
me.
Comparing, see, Michael Che is...
Because I will... I'm like, the only times I ever laugh at anything Colin Jost says is when they do joke swap. Not saying Colin Jost is a bad guy. I'm just saying your wife is an Avenger.
No, you're saying he's a bad guy. Say it.
No, I'm saying your wife is an Avenger. Go be a stay-at-home dad while she works and she does her Avenger thing.
Yeah.
Even I guess the Avengers are over, but they have like $1 billion. Retire.
Retire.
Even the other day because I was
free SNL.
Yes. #Yes. Free SNL.
Yeah.
The other day when I saw he's now going to be the new host to the Pop Culture Jeopardy, which I was really upset.
Who's going to watch that? I would watch. No, I would watch it.
Oh, you're right. Excited. You would watch it. I literally was like, I'm going to apply. I was like, I'm going to apply because that's.
You should still apply. I mean, think I say will. It to his fucking face.
I should just say it to his face. I should just own it. But I literally saw he's the host and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it just killed me. I'm like, I don't know.
Because you know, the thing is, it'd be fine if he just read the questions, if he just was a regular host. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's going to try to write some stupid fucking jokes that aren't that funny. And it was like,
yeah. But the other day when I saw that and it made me mad. I like just went to his IMDb because I was like, what even is his like his he's just the weakest IMDb out of literally anyone who's ever been on SNL ever. And it's like he's the head writer.
He's been the head writer for like 10 years too.
It's like, dude, do something. Impress me. That's where I'm at right now.
You just want to be impressed. You're just asking.
I'm just a girl standing here wanting to be impressed.
Yes, I agree.
And that's where I'm at. So Colin Jost gets a timeout.
I have a similar one.
Okay.
This one's no more magazines. Just end it. Just put magazines out of their misery.
Just put them down.
Sweetie, this is not to you. I'm saying to magazines. Sweetie, no one is buying magazines anymore. It's basically for airplanes or the beach. We're like, oh, let's get some magazines. But then you open them.
Or to make
collage.
Collage or like a dream board.
The collage dream board, Pinterest, like live Pinterest things, they will adjust and they will adapt capitalism.
I guess Pinterest just kind of is that now.
If you go to, it is Pinterest. You're right. If you go to any grocery store, wherever they sell magazines, they no longer sell like, I guess they still have like People or whatever, but there's no longer like weekly magazines the way there were. It's just Tom Petty. This is the Tom Petty issue. The Jonas Brothers issue. The Godfather issue. Just trying to do any sort of gimmick.
Yeah.
Everything's a special event magazine because nobody buys physical magazines anymore.
I know. The news moves too fast now because that used to be how you get like your celebrity news. It would be like magazine hits the stand. It's like, what paparazzi pictures did we get this week?
Yeah.
And it's like you would get the news a week later because that now you just it's all over TMZ online. Like you're up to date. It's too behind.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I'll buy an Entertainment Weekly. I remember the last time I bought an Entertainment Weekly because I used to love reading that magazine when I was on a plane. Mm-hmm. Reading on a plane, I'm reading something, and I forget what it was, but it was basically like, you know, oh, George Clooney did this. And I was like, isn't George Clooney's wife like a lawyer? And then I realized if I was reading this on my phone, I could just look that up. Yeah. And then I'm back to the article. But no, I'm stuck here with this question in my head, and now I can't finish the fucking article because I don't know.
I follow questions.
If Yamal, what's her name?
Amal.
Amal. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's a lawyer.
She,
but I don't know. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know because I can't Google it.
Yeah,
because the magazine doesn't have Google.
Yeah, I'm out. You can't click on something.
If you don't have Google, don't stop magazines.
I realized one time I went too far when I got a physical book and I sat there with it and I was waiting for it to unlock with my face.
That's like dystopian. Were you really tired or something? That's another level.
I must have been.
You must have been tripping.
Because I went to go like read by the pool or something and I literally just like, was like, okay.
Well, the sun is strong.
The sun is strong. Maybe that's why.
That's true.
But yeah, I remember being like, okay, I've reached a new level of dumbass. I'm over paper, physical paper, I guess.
Why are we doing it anymore? Oh, really quick though about paper.
Speaking of paper.
When I was a kid, recycling was basically just paper. Mm-hmm. Everything was just, we got to save the trees. What happened? Because now apparently nobody gives a shit about paper.
You still recycle paper.
You still can recycle paper, but nobody's like, make sure you recycle. When I was a kid, it was like, recycle the paper, we're running out of trees. Yeah. And I was really scared about it. And then I pretty quickly realized.
Well, now we have recycled paper.
We have recycled paper, but also we don't really need it. It's biodegradable. It'll just, it's fine. We don't need.
And everything's kind of digital now.
Everything's digital. And also trees grow back. At a faster rate than we consume them. That was never a threat.
Yeah.
It was literally never a threat. We were totally lied to. I have no idea why.
We're lied to by Big Tree.
I don't think it was Big Tree. I think it was Big Recycle.
Big Recycle.
I think it was Big Recycle. Yeah. Big Tree was like, why are you guys freaking out? We got more. Buy more of our trees. If anything, they don't want the recycling.
Yeah.
They're cutting into their lumber profits.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Lumberjacks hate recycling.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
Lumberjacks hate this.
Well, it used to be, I remember there was times where they're like paper or plastic and was like, you know what? I'll save the environment. Give me the plastic bag.
Yeah.
And then that just switched.
Oh yeah. Now it's like the Whole Foods only has paper bags.
Oh yeah. Because that's the good bag.
That's the good bag.
Because trees grow back. Because
you could recycle it.
Yeah.
That's why they all say on the bottom, recycle this bag, please.
And you know what's good? You know how you know it's good paper? Because it's brown. It's brown. Like trees.
Mm-hmm. It's more natural.
If it's not brown, it's probably made with chemicals.
Yeah. They're bleaching it.
It's actually probably true.
They want to bleach the trees.
Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know what? I realize I've only legalized one thing on my list. And that
legalize
was,
more.
That was drinking on the beach. Yeah. Because I was like, I'm about to ban another thing.
No, ban it. I have a lot of bans.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, most of mine are too.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're both negative.
Yeah.
I was going to say banning the phrase badass.
Oh, you know, I agree with you there.
Because the people who still say the word badass are no longer it's what that phrase was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Facebook community took that over a little bit.
I don't want
to
blame women.
It's Gen X women. Facebook moms is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Where it's you're a badass mama. Like that's kind of well,
what that, yeah, that, that's what bothers you. My version of that, and this is like, it's the darkest version of it is, people are like, wow, you beat cancer. You're a badass. And yeah. I'm like, no, you beat cancer. Awesome. Good for you. There's nothing badass about, like a badass is a.
It's like you're a fighter.
Is a biker outlaw.
Yeah. You're a fighter. But
yeah. A badass is a tough person.
You really went through something.
Yeah. You're tough. Going through that. But it's like, it just, all you know, it is more, we have to. Only certain people are allowed to call other people badasses.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean?
I feel like it used to be like, yeah, bikers, rock stars, like.
Yeah, badass. They're badasses.
They're trying to be badass.
And now it's become just so softened.
Now it's on like the cricket t-shirts and like coffee mugs and wine glasses. It's like, you're one badass mama. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like the Facebook mom groups.
That's a real Facebook mom thing. Yeah. It's a real badass. Yeah, you're
like,
so right.
Like, I can't, very rarely now am I intrigued to use the phrase badass, and I think it's because of that. Like, it's tainted.
Okay, better than the cancer example. People will pass the LSATs, and they're like, wow, you're a badass.
You're
a 160? What a badass. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So, yeah,
they studied.
I'm just over the phrase badass.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Jail.
Okay, jail. Raise the draft age.
Okay.
So, this is a really controversial one that doesn't make a ton of sense.
I was going to say.
The draft age is 18 to 26.
Okay.
That's if you're a man between 18 and 26, and they basically like, we're having a military draft, we're opening that thing back up. Conscription, that's the term. Once you're over 26, you can't be drafted. Great, I can't be drafted. Mm-hmm. It made me think, I feel like I should be drafted. Is that weird? Yeah.
No, I agree.
Like, there was a weird part of me that was like, when all of the, you know, Ukraine and Israel and all this stuff's going down, it's like, what's going to happen or whatever. It's kind of like, I've seen the 18-year-old men these days.
I was going to say, have you seen an 18-year-old lately?
I don't think, I think you, and it will change. I don't think the Zoom high school kids, the kids who went to high school on Zoom, by no fault of their own.
No.
No, I don't think the kids who, when they were 14, had TikTok and have just been playing that slot machine this entire time,
yeah,
should be shipped overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that
the era of kids or young adults, like the drugs of choice currently they're no longer like party drugs.
It's everything downers.
The music is downers.
It's all pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe.
It's a very different vibe. And everybody's and everybody's unique and an individual. Like, do you know how hard, like, that's the first thing that they do, I think. I don't know any, I've never obviously been in the military or anything like that. I probably could ask a lot of my buddies who've been in the military, but I'm not going to because I watched.
Why fact check?
Why fact check? I watched movies and I've read and listened to every book about World War II because I'm a basic white guy and that's what we do.
So true.
World War II is the best war. It's the best story that's ever been told. I'm sorry. It is.
It is the most interesting of the war.
Oh, it's by far the most interesting.
If you were one of your best friends' wives was like, oh yeah, he's into like the Civil War right now.
Yeah, Connor's really into Civil War.
If you were a Civil War guy right now, I'd be like, I'm just not going to like listen.
Oh yeah.
I'm bored.
Well, Connor's been trying to get me into the Civil War for quite some time. And I said, I can't just go into Civil War. So I started with Revolutionary War. So I read and listened to a lot of Revolutionary War books. And then I got really into the presidents. And then I saw this one World War II book where I was like, well, I gotta do that. And then I just skipped over it. And it's like, nah, I'm a World War II guy. I'm the basic ass bitch. Yeah. I'm basic.
That's okay.
Yeah. But the point I'm making though is, basic training when they go to boot camp, mm-hmm. essentially, they're trying to take the individual out. You are a team. Conform. You are the Army. You are the Marines. You're the Navy. You are doing this for not just yourself, but for your brothers around you. I don't think that message works with 18 to 24-year-olds these days.
I agree.
I think they're way too special.
Yeah, that's my thing where it's like I hate the lack of community that mm-hmm. we have now where it's like everyone is like, well, I don't owe them anything and I don't this, I don't that. And it's like, drive your friends to the airport.
And before you call me a boomer, I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm not doing the we were tougher thing.
It's just, it's a very different environment.
I'm saying the phones fucked with them.
Yeah, they're victims.
Yeah, they're the victims
they're
here.
They're all victims.
It's going to be really
don't
hard.
Don't make them fight the war. Don't they're make victims. Them
fight
the,
they shouldn't fight the wars. Make me fight the war. We might... We'll do better, right?
I don't know, honey. You have arthritis in your knee.
Oh, no. I wouldn't even pass the medical inspection. I wouldn't pass it whatsoever. I don't think I should be drafted either. I just, like, seeing a lot of the current, like, 18, 19-year-old men, I'm like, shit, I'd take me before that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that's one. Raise the draft age.
Raise the draft age.
Let me know when you're done. I'll just read the rest of my...
I know. I was going to say that. I don't... Let me... The only ones I really have left... Actually, it's just, I think everyone gets three times to use your phone privilege at concerts and clubs.
Oh, I like that.
Because if you go to a concert or like you're going out or whatever, mm-hmm. nobody's having a good time anymore because either you're filming or you feel like you're being filmed.
Yes.
And if I'm at the club, I don't want to fucking see phones. I want to get crunk mm-hmm. and I don't want to have to fear that someone said, look at this dumb bitch is what they're going to put on Twitter. And then they're going to be like, who is this girl? They're going to find me and it's going to be embarrassing. I don't want that.
Have you ever, anybody who's ever gone to a concert and everybody now films the concert, have you ever watched that film?
Never.
Have you ever been like, oh, wait, what song was this?
Never. No. I will say my biggest regret, the only thing I don't have, because I've recorded at every single concert. And since I was young, I have always just been like, I record them coming out or like my favorite song.
Like, well, because it's like a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a story. I have videos of One Direction on. I have no idea where those videos went.
We'll find them one day, baby.
I think it's gone. I think it's so far gone. And those are the only videos I've ever looked for.
Because you wanted to relive it.
I wanted to relive me screaming and being 14. And
I would love to see that.
I know my mom has a photo of me crying at one of the One Direction concerts.
I absolutely can't get enough of like pictures and videos of you as a child going through your phases. They make my day every time.
There's no one, unfortunately, with a bigger digital footprint than I.
Yes, you have been online you've been on social media, really, I guess besides Facebook, the second real social media platform was Instagram, and you were on it like first.
Yeah, I was literally one of the first people on Instagram because it was way before Facebook bought it. Like I remember all 15 of us users had like a hashtag on there, like hashtag Facebook don't change Instagram. Like, they're like, please don't do this to us. And it was like, I like followed like meme pages. I follow so many people on Instagram because I've had my account since I was, I don't know, like 12 or 13.
I'd say once every month or so, you'll say, who is this person I follow? I don't remember following them. Mm-hmm. And I have to resist because I feel like I'm an asshole to say, like, sweetie, you probably followed them when you were 13.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember them anymore because you haven't seen them in 12 years.
No, literally. And there was this like weird... Everyone trying to like get followers, they would
follow for follow. Yes.
So I have so many follow for follow things. Like there's even a girl on Instagram where like she was in a follow for follow with me.
Mm-hmm.
She DM'd me congratulations when we got married.
No way. That's a great, you know what? That's the story of it working.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was, listen, I didn't even have an iPhone.
No.
When Instagram came out, I had an iPod Touch in a dream.
You were just a girl with an iPod Touch and a dream.
I had an iPod Touch and a dream. I didn't even have Wi-Fi at my house yet. Like, that's where we were at. I would go to my friend's house.
Oh, you would go to your friend's house.
Or my grandma's house. And whoever had Wi-Fi, I'd be like, I'm going to basically...
You guys didn't have Wi-Fi at your house?
I didn't for a long time. We did eventually. We did eventually get Wi-Fi. But at first, I didn't have Wi-Fi. Because why? The computer plugged into the wall. Nobody had a laptop.
Like, I don't think I had Wi-Fi either when I first used Instagram.
Yeah.
When did Wi-Fi become a thing where it's like... You have Wi-Fi in your house.
I feel like...
Because you had data on your phone.
Yeah.
And that's what you would use with the internet.
And I never was allowed to use the internet with my actual phone because that's when it was like, girl, this is going to cost money to launch the internet.
Yeah.
Because I had like a flip phone thing.
Yeah.
And then... So I had my flip phone and my iPod Touch. That was... The iPhone had come out, but like that was what I was working with.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been on... Unfortunately, my digital footprint is just there. And then also went through puberty on camera through a YouTube show. So.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong. Well, yeah, obviously with React and all that stuff like that.
That's
like,
what I'm like. I literally just have the biggest digital footprint.
Yeah. We could basically make a book of every opinion you've ever shared.
Yes.
if there is something great though, like whenever people are like, oh my God, like I'm so embarrassed that I said this or I, you know, used this style or looked like this or anything like that. It's always like, give it 5 more years and you're going to be really happy that you did because it's really funny.
Yes.
Once you are able to separate yourself from you at that age, you're really happy you had dreads or cornrows or what's the puka shell things that they would put on the...
Oh, I don't know.
You know, on the island? Like every girl would do that. They'd be like, we went to Florida.
Yeah.
And they got...
they get their hair braided and they have like beads.
It's not cornrows, is it?
I guess it's cornrows.
Cornrows with the shells weaved in?
Or certain types of braids.
Yeah.
Every
time. And then they come back to school in fifth grade and they're like, look how I went to the beach.
And they're sunburnt.
And they're really sunburnt. And the first day of class, let me tell you about Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like I literally just made a TikTok like this past week where about when I was 13. And I made this TikTok not fully remembering the context of what happened. I know what happened. But it was, I got blocked by Miranda Cosgrove.
Yes.
When I was like 13 because I commented Miranda Crocsgrove. Because
she was wearing Crocs.
But that's the thing is, I think it was something to do with her wearing Crocs or having Crocs or something.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a vague memory of this was just a thing. And my TikTok did really well and nobody like remembered it. So now I'm like, shit, did I just make that up? Not the blocking part and like me commenting that because I know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
But in my head, I felt like there was a, like... She had done something with Crocs, and I wasn't the only one commenting this. So I'm like, why am I blocked?
She probably blocked everybody.
Maybe.
She probably was like, I'm just blanket blocking.
Maybe. Or it was probably her management team, but I don't know. But yeah. I am blocked by Miranda Cosgrove on Instagram still.
Yeah.
Why would you go through and unblock anyone? But
maybe she sees the TikTok.
I'm hoping Miranda. Let's work it out on the remix. But Instagram is... Thankfully, I have so many things archived and not deleted, so I'm able to, like, go through.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to be... The term was not influencer yet when I first started, but I was like, I knew I wanted to be an internet personality from a very young age. After I discovered Smosh, I was like, I'm in.
I want to do that,
I want to be a YouTube star, and that's what made me be like, I'm going to go try out for a YouTube show.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I was like, I'm going to try to get followers... on this new platform, Instagram.
Yeah.
So when I was like 13, Again, iPod Touch and a dream.
Just a kid with an iPod Touch and a dream.
There was no verification on Instagram yet. Yes. Nobody could have, like, that wasn't a thing yet. And again, not a ton of people were on Instagram yet.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my best friends and I, Katie, we would just make fake celebrity accounts and just see like what hit, and they would get followers. Like,
and because you could also just get the username.
You could just get the username and you just...
You could just be Ben Affleck, at Ben Affleck.
Yes. Yeah. And you would just go to Google and
yeah.
screenshot some Google images and yeah. post it and be like, hey, it's Ben. But so one of my friends and I would always do this, and her brother had a poster to this football player, Ray Lewis. And yeah. which I still to this day don't even really know Ray Lewis.
Greatest middle linebacker of all time.
Now I know. Yeah. But so like there was an account for Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that hit and got followers. So random.
People wanted to follow Ray.
People wanted to follow Ray Lewis.
What time of year was this?
I have no idea.
I bet it was the fall. Probably. I bet it was Ravens in season.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think it was just when he literally was, he was playing. He was out there at this time. So we made this Ray Lewis fake account. And once it got followers and we're like posting these Google images of him, we took our accounts. We screenshotted our things and said, go follow these girls, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I got my first, like, 1,000 followers on Instagram, was via this fake Ray Lewis Instagram page.
How many of the original Ray Lewis diehard stans, the people who literally, like, I want to follow Ray Lewis on Instagram, do you think still follow you?
I hope all of them.
It'd be really fun if they're like, yeah, and I'm really happy I did. I've been following you this whole time.
Yeah. You're my favorite creator, thanks to Ray Lewis.
Oh, my God.
But like, I literally had, like, people and, like, my cousins, like, texting me, like, who like watch football, like, oh my God, Ray Lewis put you on his Instagram.
Why is Ray Lewis shouting you out?
Yeah. And so
you were 13?
Yeah, it's probably like 13. It's what? Like, why is this man shouting out these 13-year-old girls?
Why is this man in Baltimore? The scariest, honestly, easily the scariest player in the NFL for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
The scariest man alive. Shouting out these seventh graders from California who have no internet presence.
Yeah. These girls who are...
Because he's a really good guy.
He's a really good guy. He wants us to build our platforms.
Yeah.
He believed in mm-hmm. women entrepreneurs.
He did. He did.
But yeah, that was the funniest thing ever, was that account took off, and that's how I got...
It's just very... Ray Lewis. That's really, really... That's great.
I know. It's good. But I'm trying to remember what other fake accounts we set up, because there were a couple other ones. And mm-hmm. There were some that also got some followers, but not as many as Ray Lewis, which in retrospect, it was probably like 12,000 followers.
Yeah.
But at the time, that's huge.
At the time, you know what's so funny is they used to say like, oh my God, the video went viral. And if you look back at when they were like, it went viral, they were like, it has 25,000 views.
Yeah.
Like that's what viral was.
And now viral isn't even like a million.
No, millions of people, yeah.
There's so many creators out there who have a million followers. I don't know who they are.
No.
Can you imagine that 10 years ago and being like, this person has a million followers and not knowing who they were?
Well, I saw one time, it's like, okay, I have 2 million on TikTok
mm-hmm.
and close to a million on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget which one it was, but it was like, they had a list of like, what ranked channel I am. And it's like, really, I'm like not even near.
Nowhere
near. I'm not like.
You're not on any
chart. I'm not like top like 4,000.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
I don't know. It's. I don't know. It's just, yeah, the internet.
I'm not saying that like I should be. It's like, but no. that's not even the cutoff.
Yeah, that like just the amount of like people.
Yeah.
Like just every time I'm in like a sports arena.
Yes.
I think about it that way, where I'm like, this is like 15,000 people or whatever, like depending what arena you're in. And I just remember always being like, it's crazy to visualize that many people.
Yeah.
And how it's like some people are like, oh, I only have 15,000 followers or whatever.
It's like, you have these. You have Staples Center.
Yeah.
Or now Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com Arena.
Following you.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
IDK. Did you have any more here?
I'm just going to read these.
Yeah, read off your laws.
We don't have to go into them.
Because I'm out, so.
Okay. You can't cancel TV shows without giving the writers a last season notice.
So
they can tie the story up nicely.
Yes. Approved.
Approved. kids can't use the internet or have smartphones, but I'm going to pull that back because otherwise we wouldn't get this great story.
No, there was a lot more poor things that happened to me via being online as a child. So
it was a net negative.
It was a net negative.
Mm-hmm.
although I wouldn't change my life, that there's definitely net negative. So I'm mm-hmm. I'm going to say let's restrict the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, new law. Get rid of the happy birthday song. It's just not that good of a song. Make a new happy birthday song.
Cute. I like how restaurants do it, where they're quick, they're clapping, they're happy birthday.
Clearly, it's possible.
Yeah, and so it's like, why are we doing this like happy birthday? Like, why does it have to be? It's kind of somber.
It's a low note. Low note.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. A scary song. Approved. Okay, approved. You don't have to say God bless you after the first sneeze. Just because it feels.
You feel like there's gonna be more.
Well, I was saying that if you know, when somebody sneezes like six times.
Oh yeah.
I say God bless you six times. It's not for me. It's for the sneezer. If I'm constantly sneezing, I feel guilty that a person's like, God bless you. God bless you. It's like, okay, I get it. Thank you so much.
Do you feel like you don't deserve the blessings?
I feel like I don't deserve the blessings.
You're not hashtag blessed?
I'm
You are blessed.
I'm blessed and I'm grateful.
You don't
I'm
feel.
Very grateful, but I'm also humble. I'm humble, you know? Thank you.
Thank you.
But you don't need to do it. First time covers it if it's like a sneeze attack, you know?
Okay.
And that way, I mean, I have in the past been like you'll have like a sneeze attack.
Me every day.
Every day. And I'll be like working on something. I'm saying like, God bless you with the first sneeze. And then if I'm working on something and I'm like, okay, there's going to be like six more after this. I like will kind of like sit back because I'm not going to, I'm going to wait till you're done and say God bless you each time.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I'll just give you the pass here on camera.
No, I want to say God bless every time. You deserve them.
You don't.
You deserve the blessings. You don't
have to bless me every time. You could bless me after I'm done with like my batch of sneezes.
I love the idea that you say God bless you after a sneeze because it definitely comes from back when it was like if somebody sneezes, they might die.
Yeah.
So you're like, that's basically immediate last rites.
I thought it was something like they felt like your heart stopped every time you sneezed.
I don't know. People were stupid.
Yeah.
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 Ban standing desks. You're not fucking better than me. You're not healthy. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. I stand. It's better for my posture and blood flow. Sitting's the new cigarettes. There was a hit. Sitting is the new smoking. Okay, so take a fucking walk.
Yeah.
Why do you have to? I got bad knees. I want to sit. My first day at our last company, they were giving me my office and they said, do you want to, here's your desk. We can make a standing. Do you want it standing? The entire company was all standing desks. And I said, no. And I swear to God, within 2 weeks, the entire company was sitting down. It was like everyone was afraid to be different. Everyone was like going to be judged by not standing. Sit the fuck down.
You don't
relax.
At a company like that, you don't want to be the sitting person. You want to be the person in movement.
I'm healthy. I exercise. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm not going to die from sitting. I get it if you're like, I literally go from this to my car, to the couch, to bed. I never move outside of that. Sure. But then that's on you. Take a walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, get rid of those.
I'm with you.
You can't put sirens in songs.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, I already said this one, but just to, again, solidify it. No more magazines. Just end it. Just put them out of their misery. I get depressed every time I'm checking out at the grocery store. I get depressed because I'm like, man, Time magazine's really fallen off. Remember when they were hard-hitting news? And now this is just the special Beatles edition for the 900th time. Okay. And then finally, the government has regulation over baby names.
Wrong.
Before you say, Jack, you're nuts.
This feels directed at me.
Over a dozen countries already have them. And I'm not talking some of the weird...
Aren't you the one who's always saying, America's the best country?
I am.
America
is the best. I am. And it is.
Then why are you comparing us to other countries?
I'm saying this isn't like North Korea or the Soviet Union or anything like that. This is New Zealand, Iceland, okay, China, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Morocco, Japan, Malaysia. The Malaysians get it. Most of the rules.
Let me name my child Fire Rose.
I really, why does everyone have to be special?
Because it's the new gen.
Because it's stupid. Because we're no longer a team. Everybody's trying to be their own thing. And I know it sounds really hypocritical because we're literally two, I hate the term, but we're two influencers.
Yeah, we're content.
Everyone's trying to be content creators.
We're content creators.
With their
I almost hate that word.
Content I don't even creator. Know. I just say I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
I don't think not everybody's unique. Be your actions are unique. Become your name. I just have met too many people with insane names. I told you about the kid. I loved the guy. I went to high school with him, named Thor.
Yeah, that's a tough name to live up to.
Poor kid was a nerd. That sucks.
Yeah, that's tough.
Everybody's expecting Thor to be great at football. Thor didn't even try out.
Yeah.
I mean, and granted, and Thor's not even that bad because Thor is like a legit name. It's a Nordic name. But
sorry, I'm gonna put her down.
I just met too many people with, and obviously there's caveats and stuff to it. It really comes down to, we can have a whole another episode about this, just about spelling of names.
Yeah, nothing gets Jack more jammed up than if people spelling their name wrong.
If it's a
I'm saying in quotes wrong.
If it's a traditional name, and you name your name, like, I don't know, I'm just gonna make up an example. Say we had a daughter, and we wanted to name her Alexandra. We'll call her Alex. You know, if we were like, well, wait, but we also want her to be like, you know, different and fun and cool. And then you say to me, I got a really idea. What if we still name our daughter Alex because we love that name. We think it's a great name. We want to name her that, but we spell it like we're fucking idiots. And instead of an E, put an I. You know, so everybody who she has to, you know, she's at the pharmacy, she's at the airport, she's anywhere, when they say, what's your name, because they're typing it in, she has to say, stop, let me explain.
That's what I have to do.
But Michaela, it's because there's like three standard spellings for Michaela.
There's like a bajillion spellings for Michaela. And so it's like, all I do is go, Michaela, M-I-K-A-E-L-A. Before they even get the chance to type, shoot, pow. That's my name.
If I say Alex, if you told me your name was Alex, I'm on the next box already.
You could say, I'm Alex with an I.
And I'd say, replace, okay, an I where?
And then you could just say.
What do you mean? And I would say, if you told me Alex with an I, I'd say, oh, did you say Alexi? Because that's a name.
Yeah, but then that causes pause. So they don't go tip, tap, tap, tap. Do you know what also is the...
Alex with an I doesn't work. Does it start with an I? Is an I after an A? Okay. Is it after the L?
But do you know what the best part about keyboards are?
What?
Delete? The backspace.
That's good. That's a good argument. I'm just saying it's stupid and we need to get out of this phase. I don't understand the misspelling. Every now and then you will just to, because you like to get a rise out of me, show me somebody's name and it's like, I don't know. But Michaela, the point of Michaela is, Michaela's like the name Connor. There are like seven ways to spell it.
Yeah.
So if you said my name's Michaela, most smart people would be like, okay, which way are you spelling it? Because I've seen it a lot of ways. But if I said my name was Jack, and they're like, and it's like, but it's just J-A-K, I'd be like, get out of my fucking store. I don't need this bullshit in here. Because clearly this guy's gonna be like, look at me, I'm great. And fuck off. I don't need that.
I think that might just be...
It's probably just me.
Inside of you.
It's probably just me. But
if you want to talk name bullshit, I'll go in on your name.
On another episode because we're already like an hour and a half into this one. And I do want... To end this episode at least, I want you to tell me what happened at the DMV. Because telling me, no, we're going to save it for the podcast and I want to hear what happened.
I don't even want to hype it up that much just because... It's not like that crazy of a story, but I just was like, I have to tell you the story. So I went to the DMV the other day because I had to renew my license or whatever. And so I had to take the eye test or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't the standard, there's a chart on the wall and they're going to ask me to read.
It wasn't reading the letters.
No, it was a machine where I had to put my face and my head on it, like put my forehead to the thing.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like almost like slides.
It wasn't slides. So it was also still a chart, but it was like in boxes where it was like, it was basically three boxes.
With like four lines and they say read box A, line three.
Yeah. Where it's like, and so there's like five things per box or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, read. She said, read the top line. And I was like, the top line? That's normally like what the bottom of the line is on eye exams, like where it's so small.
So it started small at the top.
Started small.
Maybe she was trying to get you in and out, being like, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah. That's why I was like, what? Because, okay, I this bitch is blind as a bat.
Yeah.
And
you are, you are night blind.
I'm night blind. But here's the thing. I'm not going to drive at night.
No, I drive at night.
I have glasses. Mm-hmm. I will wear my glasses. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I can see during the day and I use GPS that'll mm-hmm. tell me 400 feet, turn left. Okay. I don't need to know the name of the street. I know I'm 400 feet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn left or at the next light. Yeah, I use context clues.
Yes, you do.
To drive.
Yeah, and here's one thing I'll tell you about my wife. You're really good at estimating distance. Mm-hmm. So if I told you something was 400 feet away, I honestly, you could blind yourself, just walk, and you'd be like, I'm 400 feet away, right? Is that right? 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 No. The fact that you just said you can see that something's 400 feet away and just know what... Sweetie.
If the GPS is giving me feet... I know it's not going to be the next light. Close. It's yes. coming up close. Okay, yes. If we're getting to feet, that means I'm turning out. And yes. you know what? I miss the turn every now and then.
And that's fine.
And that's okay because you know what? I always leave early and you could always make a U-turn.
Yes.
That's what I always say, okay?
As we say, you avoid these yes. these hard turns as it is. You
I'm
leave old. Early.
I'm always leaving early. Yes. Okay? I account for these things. Mm-hmm. But my vision has been getting worse. Mm-hmm. And I don't wear contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, that just feels like a whole other fucking to-do. I agree. I'm sorry. I like...
You get by just fine.
I get by just fine. And like, it has been getting worse and like, but I don't know. But so she asked me, do you wear contacts? And I said, no, but there was like a plexiglass thing between us still like during like the beginning of COVID. And so I had said like, well, I have glasses and like, she didn't like really say anything to it. She said, but you don't wear contacts. I said, no.
Yeah.
And so then she just was like, take the test. And I said, okay. She just wants me to like go for it, whatever. Yeah. So I put my thing in. There's like these three boxes. They each have... Mm-hmm. things in there. And she said, can you read that? And I was like, this is really small. I start reading some things off. She goes, oh, maybe I like, she like tries to fix the machine. She thinks that she messed up the machine.
You're so wrong that it must be on her end. I apologize. Let me
do it.
Cause you're obviously going to nail this.
So I'm like, oh my God, I can't see this road. And I even kept being like...
You might get your license taken away.
I literally was like, oh my God, I was so afraid I wouldn't have all the right paperwork. I didn't take mm-hmm. into account that the eye test was going to get me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yes, the top row. Keep reading the top row. I was like, okay, shit. So, and I, for the love of God, cannot make out a single thing.
You can't see a single one of the letters.
So I start reading out.
It's like when you play high-pitched sounds for me, where it's like, I have no idea.
Yep. So yeah. I start reading out some letters, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like... Maybe this is E, J, K, L, you know? I look at her. She goes, those are numbers.
And she said, oh, you want me to read the numbers? Oh, it was the numbers you wanted me to read. Oh.
I was reading letters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They
okay.
were numbers. That's how far off I couldn't even.
Yeah. You were using the wrong, yeah.
And then, so I'm like. She goes, can you read the middle box for me? Because we went left. Left is my bad eye.
So okay? Middle is the middle amount, the middle like there's, size.
Like I assume. No. It's just box, okay, all in the same row or whatever. And so I read the middle one. I nail the middle one.
Okay.
Almost nailed the middle one, but I get it.
Okay, wait. So correct me if I'm wrong, because
they're all the same size.
But you're looking through two different eye holes.
So I think she turns off the left eye because she's like, okay, it's your left eye.
Yeah, your left eye is a bad one.
She's like...
Because my right eye is the bad one.
Yeah, so yeah, she's like, okay, see ya.
Yeah.
And so she turns off the left eye. I read the middle one somehow.
Nail it.
I was like...
Perfect.
And then she goes, can you read the right one? And I could not read the right one.
So you need both eyes working together.
I need them, yeah.
Yes.
To see that. So she literally like gave me such a... Like so, I
correct
felt
me
like
wrong.
I was in the principal's office.
Again, correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is you can't see at night. And you have no peripheral vision.
I guess so.
You are tunnel vision and need a massive amount of light. Should I? They didn't take your license away. Should I take your license away?
Because I like, the look she gave me was like, she didn't know what to do.
You know.
She said to me.
Yeah.
Like, can you see? And I was like, those are really small. Like, those are small.
Yeah.
And she goes, well. I was like, well, like, yeah, like, sometimes, like, reading is hard. And she's like, well, that's for distance. I was like, okay, well, shit, I can't see far.
But I can guess that it's a stop sign by the shape and color.
So I said, there's a big human trafficking poster behind her. And so I said, I could see that says www. And I, like, start reading her the website or whatever, which is, to me, like, similar font. So she kind of looks at it and she goes, okay. Which I think kind of helped me sell myself to her.
Yes.
And she said, can you see the road? And I said, yes. Yeah. I said, I can see the road. Like, I trust. I was like, don't worry. Like, yeah.
Bitch, I drove here from LA.
Bitch, I drove here. Like, yeah. I'm good. I was like, I'm not reckless. Like, you can look at my driving record. You're at the DMV. Like, I'm not reckless. And she said, like, I need to be able to sleep at night.
Wow.
And I literally in that moment thought she was going to take it away. And I just was like, I don't know. I was like, this is news to me. I was like, I'll go back to the eye
doctor.
Honestly,
if I was her, I'd be like, that's worse. You don't realize how much you can see?
I think she wanted me out of her hair. So she did. She just was like, okay. And she gave it to me.
Yeah.
But she literally said to me, I need to be able to sleep at night. And I was like, is it that bad?
That is the...
I am not exaggerating when I was like, these letters were really small. I really don't feel...
I know. You're fine, baby. You're fine.
But I was like...
You're not... I am very anti you driving at night.
Yeah, I won't drive at night.
Yeah. Well, there have been a few times where it's like, you're like, no, I got it. And it's like, no. It's just, once you show me what it looks like when you're night blind, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I wore my glasses and like, I.
Can I tell you why though? I think she was like, do you wear contacts? I think you're not supposed to take the test with any help.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Do you wear contacts? Because if you said yes, she would have been like, take your contacts out.
You think so? At the DMV, they would do that?
I mean, it does make sense why if you said, I wear glasses, like, they wouldn't be like, put your glasses on. Because clearly like, that's what the test should be.
I feel like there was a miscommunication. Like when I said that, like, I don't know if she caught that I said I wear glasses sometimes. Like,
yeah. Because my response, if I was you, I would have been like, I always wear my glasses when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And then maybe she would have been like,
honestly, I panicked and I think I started to like sell myself. What? Like, you no, I like, no, I can, I can see, like, it's all good, girl. Like,
you panicked in front of somebody that you have a perceived has authority over you.
Yes.
You got flustered.
I literally felt like I was in the principal's office.
Yeah.
But yeah. So just the fact that the look she gave me when I realized I was reading letters and they were numbers, that was maybe the most shame I've felt in a long time.
I could see that. I can very much see that. That's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing. Let's be real.
It was embarrassing.
Like, I don't think you should be embarrassed. Like, I'm not, like, embarrassed for you.
No, I was. It's embarrassing.
There is something to, like, you're so far off, you're not even in the right ballpark. We're not talking letters. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. But, yeah, so that was me at the DMV.
All right. Well, I'll be driving us from now on.
Yeah.
That's the podcast.
That's that.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Get out of the pool.
Get out of the pool. Get a towel.
Dry off.
Bye, kids.
Get a daiquiri.